The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, you are listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad for this beautiful Saturday morning.
I thought it was Sunday.
I mean Sunday morning.
Jeez, this is making my weekend longer than
shorter, you mean? Oh, longer. Yeah. Okay. Hey.
It's okay.
Get with
it's,
the program, Big JD.
Yeah. If you didn't, if we're in such a partier and you're not so out of it every morning because you partied too hardy the night before.
Well, I'm recording this from the club. I'm still there.
He's at the club.
Remotely.
With all the chicks and the musical instruments and the cocaine.
Chicks. That's not very politically correct.
Why not? What's wrong with chicks?
Hey, but calling them chicks, I don't think is...
Oh, I see. It's derogatory? It's
no longer valid.
Oh, I see. I got to say females.
You got to call them dames.
Dames?
Sure, like our buddy Frank did back in the day.
Frank called the women dames.
Mm-hmm. Or chicks. He did call them chicks, too, in songs yet.
Oh, we can't even play Frank Sinatra on the radio on the... on the show anymore.
Nope. Okay, so what's happening, man? How you been?
I have been fantastic. It's the weather, I think. The weather around here is finally breaking. The rain is leaving, and it's been a few days of sunshine. And I think things are looking up. How about you, Big JD?
I hope they are. Yeah, I've been doing okay, but I heard it's going to be a wet summer.
You think, yeah?
That's what I've heard.
Farmer's Almanac?
I hope not. Farmer's Almanac? Big JD's Almanac. We should put out an almanac. The Big JD and Lippo Almanac. Well, everything according to Big JD and Lippo.
How come they don't come out with more almanacs?
I don't know, but the Farmer's Almanac was great. Although I don't care that much for paper books. But can you get that in an app, perhaps?
I would have to think you can. I mean, that's just, that's the way most people read stuff nowadays, other than those crazy book readers.
Crazy. Do you read books? Do you read hard copy books these days?
No, I don't. No, I went away from that quite a while ago. I'm trying to think. What is the last book that you read? Not hardcover, but an actual book with words written on paper.
Jeez, I couldn't even tell you.
I'm trying to think myself, and I cannot think of the last book that I read that was actually a book.
Yeah, me either.
Crazy, isn't it?
Been a long time. And you mostly listen to audiobooks more so?
Audiobooks. Than, yeah, for sure. Audiobooks are the way to go. You don't have to be in a very specific state of mind or a specific place. You can just listen to a book in the car or while you're sitting in the backyard or while you're doing the dishes.
You can whip it out and enjoy it anywhere.
I'm biting my tongue right now. All right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Big JD, what are we talking about this week?
I don't know. I didn't get the memo. No, it's vaccines.
Vaccines,
vaccination.
Yes, and I believe that. How did this subject come up? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Oh, I think it was because a couple of weeks ago we did a show on vacations.
Yeah.
And for some reason that popped into my mind, I think, and I said, let's do a show on vaccines because
we're gonna VAC.
Yeah, all month is VAC shows.
Well, can you think of one other
vacuum?
VAC? Oh.
Uh huh.
That'd be an interesting Vaz? Show. Vaz?
The Vaz show.
The VAS.
Oh, okay. Not the way I spell it. What else is there that starts with VAC? That should be a show segment. Everything that starts with, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. That's interesting. And you just said a segment. You had mentioned another thing about a segment.
No, for you, a tech segment.
Oh, like you talking to me, right? CBJD is this awesome interviewer, and we have occasional interviewees on the show. I wouldn't mind doing that. That would be fun. It's 3-4 minutes of tech.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because, this was a big tech week. Are you up on any of that stuff, Big JD, what happened this past week?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, very good.
Some big Apple tech. Why don't you do that for next week's show?
All right. I can do that. Yeah, sure. You
know, some little thing.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking about vaccines, and I believe that vaccines are kind of in the news, sort of, invading social media.
Because of controversy, you think? Is that
Yes, the controversy around vaccines and people saying that vaccines are not valid. So we'll get into all that, right?
We will. After a little rubella from the Smoking Popes. Okay, we're back after listening to Smoking Popes, Rubella.
Yeah, I love the Smoking Popes. You said you had tickets to go see them?
Yeah, we had tickets to go see the Smoking Popes not that long ago, actually. But it was in Ann Arbor. It was like an hour away. And then by the time it's done, and there's like, I don't know how many bands were playing, like 5 or 6 bands or something. So I didn't really care except to go see them. And then by the time you get there, if you just want to see them, you know what I mean? The place is going to be jammed. They can smoke in bars in the U.S., which sucks. And then it's so late, like, what are you going to, you're going to either drive home from Ann Arbor at whatever time in the morning, or you got to stay there somewhere. It was just like, got to be complicated. And the tickets were only like $12, which is great.
Sure.
But, you know what I mean? So, I mean, even not going wasn't really a huge deal.
Right. $12. It's
yeah.
It's,
but I really would have liked to see them. I hope they like come right to Detroit at some point.
That'd be nice. Yeah. I kind of liked going to Ann Arbor because it was kind of a special thing. It wasn't all that far away, and the show was, you know, it made it all that much more special because you're kind of going on a little road trip, very little road trip.
Yeah.
And it's venues that you don't normally go to. I liked the Michigan Theater was, I saw a few shows there. And I don't know, I remember those shows more than, you know, I've seen so many shows in my life that I've forgotten way more, that's for sure. But I can remember a lot of the shows that I went to Ann Arbor to go see. Violent Femmes, Living Color,
We should put a list together of the shows that we have been to and have a show on that.
That's going to be tough.
Whatever you can remember.
Yeah.
Because there's always stories that go with the shows, too, pretty much.
All right. Let me write that one down.
Put that one down in the annals.
Whoa. That don't sound good, does it?
Well, it doesn't sound quite correct, but it's better than me going back and making an edit.
That's right. Absolutely.
Although it's used in a different context, so, you know.
Yeah, annals are...
But there's another show, the sex show. We should be doing a sex show. You and I, live on stage somewhere. Oh, yeah.
In the States somewhere where they can smoke in the bars.
Michigan State Theater, Ann Arbor.
Are you sure about, don't miss it. Are you sure about that? They you can smoke still in bars in the States?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
about
that.
And if you can't, they do anyway.
No,
who's gonna stop them?
I don't think that's the case.
They're Americans.
I think you can smoke in some sections of casinos, but I think that's it. I think in bars in the States, you can't smoke.
Oh, no?
I don't think so. I think that's been done for a while. I think they caught up with the rest of the world.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because that would be yucky.
Because American cigarettes, they really stink. They're strong odored, I think, like Marlboro and stuff.
Well, sure. It's a lot of chemicals in it.
Why is it different than ours, though? I mean, I don't like cigarette smoke, period. But, I mean, over there, I mean, there's U.S. cigarettes are, like, horrible.
Yeah. Too bad you can have a vaccine for not getting sick from smoking
cigarettes. Write that down. Let's do a show on vaccines.
Oh, wait a minute. We're in the middle of one.
And in the middle of the vaccine show, let's start right at the top. So a vaccine is a biological preparation that provides active acquired immunity to a particular disease. A vaccine typically contains an agent that resembles a disease-causing microorganism and is often made from a weakened or killed form of the microbe, its toxins, or one of its surface proteins. And surface protein, I think we're doing a full show on surface proteins, aren't we, in a couple of weeks?
I'll give you a surface protein right here.
So the agent stimulates the body's immune system to recognize the agent as a threat, destroy it, and to further recognize and destroy any of the microorganisms associated with that agent that it may encounter in the future. It's pretty sophisticated, really.
But in simple man's terms... it's basically we're going to introduce you to a disease so your body can fight it off. Not the full blown disease, but a weakened or sometimes a
sometimes dead.
Sometimes dead, but not often. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that much about it, but a different version of it, a genetically modified version of it that the people know that the body is going to be able to fight this off.
Right. And something like that I think people would recognize is the flu vaccine being made from what? Egg?
The flu.
Is it? Yeah. 6N virus. 5-1.
N1. 5-1. 5-1-N1. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a Halloween party dressed as N1-5-1 or what? N1-N1 or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went to a Halloween party dressed as a needle.
Like a syringe?
No, a sewing needle. I'm just kidding. No, I didn't go to a Halloween party. Who's got time for that?
Well, that's
what Lippo does.
Well, we have gigs at Halloween parties every year.
Every Monday off work.
It's because I didn't get my vaccine. That's why.
There you go. Yeah, vaccine. So do you get the flu shot?
I don't. No, that's different, isn't it? I don't think that's a vaccine. That's
a flu
shot.
I went into the local bar down the street and asked for a shot of flu, and they didn't have any.
They said we got some fluids, but no flu.
I get it.
You get
the flu? I get them, yeah.
The flu shot, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know what the difference between, like, an actual vaccine. Like, you get a vaccine for smallpox or polio or rubella. But the flu is a thing that
it's a thing of the past, isn't it? I mean, if you get fly, that's right now.
But it flu, yeah, that would be a past tense term, flu. But we're talking about FLU, not FLEW.
Oh,
right,
for the layman.
Yeah, you're lame, all right. But
I'm lame, man. Well, so you didn't get the flu shot this year, right?
No, I didn't. I don't get it ever.
Jen get the flu shot? No.
No, she doesn't.
Okay. She might know a little more about this, and I guess is there a reason why you guys don't get it?
Because we believe that the flu shot, oftentimes, it's developed early on before the flu season even gets here, and it's based on flu strains that are from the past. And every year the flu develops a new strain. It turns into something else, either because it's fighting the old vaccines or whatever, however it gets around, and it's not effective. So when you get the shot, it's not effective because the new flu strain isn't addressed in the vaccine or in the shot, the flu shot.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you could get it, and then you wouldn't get earlier versions of the flu, I guess, is what it all boils down to. Maybe when I get older and
I think we're there now. Good sir.
Well, we're all older. Yes, we're older than we were when this show started. But when things like that, you don't want to, screw up your life or even kill you. Well, older folks do die of the flu because their immune systems or their whole systems in general, cardiovascular and your breathing systems and all that are okay. Vulnerable to sicknesses.
Okay, hot shot.
Speaking of shots, why don't we get a cold shot from Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Thank you.
but I too love the cold.
Stevie Ray Vaughan on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Cool. Very nice. So we're talking about vaccines this morning on the show, and I'm kind of curious what your memories are of getting vaccines when you were a small lad.
I think the only thing that I remember, the only time I remember getting a vaccine, I know I went to what would typically be called a junior high because my grade school only went up to grade 6. So I went to another school for 7 and 8.
Before where, I went to
another
school?
School for high school after that. 7 and 8 was Edith Cavell in Riverside.
This is in Windsor. They still had the middle school.
I think it was the only middle school because we typically didn't have middle schools here. You know what I mean? I think that's a U.S. thing.
I believe you're right.
So my school happened to go up to grade 6. So I went to 7 and 8, this other place. But before, like when I was still in grade school, though, what I was getting at was that there's a church across the street from the middle school I ended up going to. And in that church is where, and I don't know if it was a church or just a church or like a little community center type thing. I can't remember, but that's where we would go to get our immunities, like, you know, for a certain number of years for kids. And we would all go there and line up, like, you know, I would go there with the neighbor kids and we'd all go get our shots there. Parents would go, of course. We were little. But I do remember that one specific time and everybody was afraid to get their shot. And I was like, oh, I'm not afraid to get a shot in my arm. And I get my way up to the front of the line and everything. And I think I bawled my eyes out when I got it. So that's the only thing I remember.
Holy moly, that hurt.
Yeah, I don't like needles. Probably because of that traumatized me.
When I went up to the top of the line, I said, what are you trying to do? Tickle me?
Tickle you.
I'll tickle you.
What is that? Something?
That's Eric My Eye from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. We actually played that on the show not that long ago, didn't we?
Probably.
That one on. Yeah. About not going to getting up for school or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was about.
We'll talk a little bit about the effectiveness of vaccines after Steve Jones. And this is called Drugs Suck.
Better off dead.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Drugs Suck there from Steve Jones, ex-Sex Pistols guitar player. Awesome dude. And of course, a little ID there from the wonderful Taylor Kramer, who does all our intros, outros, and IDs.
Thanks, Taylor.
There's overwhelming scientific consensus that vaccines are a very safe and effective way to fight and eradicate infectious diseases. Limitations to their effectiveness nevertheless exist. And so there's still a lot of division between regular folk who would go get these vaccines, I think. And I think the flu shot especially is one of those big divisions. I think there's a lot of other ones that you regularly have your child vaccinated, you know what I mean, for different things, measles and chicken pox and whatever the case is. But the flu shot, something that's not so much a mandatory vaccine, there's a lot of division.
Right. And the flu shot is a vaccine. I just looked it up on the Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's a vaccine.
Well, I didn't know.
Flu vaccine.
I look at the flu as, like I said, it changes. It's not the same as it was 20
years
ago.
Well, I know, but you don't look at it as it's something different or that changes every year, but you look at it as what is that chemical that makes up the actual vaccine, right? So it's something that's...
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what makes the vaccine.
Whereas measles, you know, measles has always been the measles and it always has the same effect on folks. And something is... Did you get the measles when you were a kid?
I don't think I had measles. I may have had chicken pox, but I don't remember.
All right. Which kind of is interesting because they do have a measles vaccine. And it was... an inconvenience, as I remember. It wasn't that big of a deal. You felt crappy and you got these marks all over your body.
Yeah, but they still vaccinate for that, do they not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's places where people are dying now because measles is becoming an issue, like because so many people aren't vaccinating.
Well, didn't that happen not that long, like, or recently. Going on now, but the U.S., yeah. Right?
Yeah.
A lot of states. I believe.
Yep, a lot of these folks, I have to admit, I may have gotten caught up in the anti-vaxxer movement as it started.
Were you
creeping.
Picketing somewhere?
No,
protesting?
I wasn't protesting. No, I wasn't protesting. I didn't take it to that extreme. But as a lot of fake news, I guess it would be called, started creeping into social media, I'm talking about 70 years ago. I started, you know, I may have gotten caught up in a lot of the stuff that I read there until I started realizing that this is a perfect place for this kind of, I don't want to call it fake news because it isn't really news, but fake stuff. A lot of lies being told in social media that a lot of people believe. And I believe that's, you know, it's the same thing. That's why Trump got elected, because so much BS was thrown at them through social media. And a lot of folks will believe almost anything that they're told. So I was kind of in that same realm. And but a lot of people thought that, you know, vaccines were we can even get into that, why folks are anti-vaxxer in the first place. And I think a lot of it has to do with the perception of pharmaceutical companies.
Sure. People don't trust them.
Well, no, why would you trust them? Because they're like these huge multinational companies that, you know, they own, you know, they're like energy companies. They own so much, and yet they have so much control over us, as do the energy companies, that they hand the stuff down to the government in a lot of places. They say, here's a vaccine for whatever.
Right.
And you got to buy that. You don't have to buy them, but the government votes on it and says, yeah, we're going to take this vaccine. And we're going to, and the best way to, of course, administer vaccines is at school, because all these kids are, they're young for one, and they're all together for two, and it's a good time to vaccinate them. So it's kind of like something you're kind of, you're not forced into it, but it's just part of the system, vaccines are. And a lot of folks think that that was a bad part of the system, because it was, a lot of it was controlled by these pharmaceutical companies who a lot of people don't trust. You know, they're out for profit. That's the reason they exist. They're there to make money, and they're making money off our tax dollars, because governments buy this stuff. I want to say wholesale, but it isn't wholesale. It's retail.
Well, government right gets ripped off too by them.
Exactly. So, you know, there's a lot of mistrust that can be placed on vaccines, and it took a lot of the badness that is involved in all that and put it right on the vaccine itself, which probably is not the best thing to do, because vaccines, you know, eradicated diseases that killed millions of people every year. You know, there was, well, tuberculosis is one of them, and polio was a bad scene. You know, a lot of, you know, you don't see people walking around with polio these days.
That's because they get vaccinated.
Right. You get vaccinated for that stuff. And but it was a scourge on the earth. And the poxes too, which I still doing the research for this show, I didn't realize there was a cow pox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Yeah, so that's long gone. There's no such thing as a cowpox anymore, but there's still chicken pox.
If you get cowpox, you grow udders all over your body.
That's utterly ridiculous.
But I don't necessarily trust all these powers that be either, but the way I kind of look at it is the fact that I don't think they come out with very many new vaccines. You know what I mean? Some might change, like the flu virus, you know, the vaccine changes every year, basically. But for the most part, those things that they safeguard against, you know, the vaccines for those things don't really change over time. I'm not saying that at some point you can't get a bad dose, or maybe they want to control the world's population at some point in time. But the thing is that they don't really change that often. And so we've been vaccinated for these things for a long time. So I don't think that's really a problem. But the new ones, I am apprehensive about getting the flu shot. But I still get it.
Okay.
You know, I'd rather die than be sick with the flu.
Sometimes you feel like you are dying when you got the flu.
I jest, but you know what I mean? So it's if they come out with something new that says, you know, there's some new outbreak of something we never heard about before, that would scare me, getting a vaccine for it.
Right. Exactly. Because did they invent this thing to make you scared to get the vaccine? I don't know.
At some point, the world's population needs to be controlled. So that's what we've got to contend with. That's a whole other show, though.
That's a show right there. But before we get to another show, we got to finish this show. And what we'd like to do on this show, we like to play some music. And this song that we're going to be playing is by the Rolling Stones. It's Mother's Little Helper.
What a drag it is getting old. Are different today. helper and to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say they just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man, so go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. And for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Life's just much too hard today. I hear every mother say the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
All right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And that was the Rolling Stones' Mother's Little Helper, which I picked that song because that was like the beginning of pharmaceutical companies really starting to become prevalent within our lives. She's taking pills to help her get her through her day. 50 years before that, they weren't taking pills to get through their day. What were they doing? They were drinking.
Yeah.
It was alcohol.
It's just a trade-off.
It's one for the other, exactly. And the event, and back then, they actually prohibited people from drinking alcohol.
You could say instead of one for the road, it's... I lost it. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about vaccines on the show today.
Yes, we are.
And what about adverse side effects? Vaccination given during childhood is generally safe. Adverse effects, if any, are generally mild. So it's pretty safe to get your child immune. And there are a number of vaccines for children, right?
Like, you mean that are going to help them through the rest of their life?
I think they have to get, though. Like chickenpox, they have to get that, right?
It's funny that you say that. I was part of... this conversation here is the mandatoryness of getting vaccines. I think it's very regional. They're mandating that you have, like, you can't come to school unless you get your vaccine. Mm-hmm. That's not true everywhere, though. They're, you know, depending on how they look at things like that, because people think their civil rights are being taken over because you're making me do something. You're making me put something in my body that I don't want you to be, or in my child's body.
And what do you think of that specifically, especially for kids? Do you think they should get them, or do you think the parents should have a choice?
I don't think they should have a choice.
I don't think so either. Not in this one.
Not, you know, we don't want polio. We don't want tuberculosis because those diseases can get out of hand. Right now, there's a disease in Africa that's getting out of hand that can kill the world, really. And it's interesting. We don't hear too much about it. And you talked about the population's got to be controlled and everything. It's Ebola. It's a super deadly disease.
And I thought you were talking about rhino monkey sclerosis.
Whoa. No. Okay. We can talk about that. I didn't.
That's
want.
A whole other show. That is.
No, I don't know what that
the
is.
The made up show. made up illness show.
Yeah, a lot of people thought Ebola was done and it was locked away in some, like there was only one sample of it and it was locked away in some
safe. I
think
you're mistaken. Is it Ebola or E. coli?
Not E. coli. No, that's
E. coli? That's some kind of pop.
That's a pop that you get from
E. coli. You get it online.
Yes, through your smartphone. There's an app for it.
Okay, sorry for interrupting. Go ahead with your Ebola.
Well, it's Ebola, yeah. And like I said, it was virtually wiped out, but somehow it reared its ugly head again, probably through some animal, some genetically genetic set of circumstances made it appear again. Maybe it's not the same strain or whatever. I don't know that much about it. But right now, Ebola is one of those things that's wiping people out in certain parts of the world. And we're not hearing a lot about it. And I wonder why is that? Like, you know, you think this would be like a, not a national emergency, but a worldwide emergency. But then you had just mentioned that certain portions of the population have to be controlled. And maybe they don't want to do anything about it, or I don't know. Because
what about the other one with the like kids are born with shrunken heads? Zeta? Is there a vaccine for Zeta, or is that just is it a cure type thing?
Yeah, I think that's more a genetic thing that is being affected by. I don't think
it's
a disease.
It's got something to do with the mosquitoes too, though, doesn't it?
Oh, does it? I don't know enough about it, Big JD.
I don't know if it's mosquitoes or if it's bad water. I can't remember what it was exactly, but it's not on our list for the kids here anyway. But hepatitis A and B, diphtheria, that's one. Tetris.
Tetris. I used to play that when that first came out.
Yeah, because you didn't have your shot. That's why, and you were addicted.
I know a guy who's playing Tetris right now, or a version of it.
Oh, really?
Like addictive wise, like, you know, you see him and he's got his phone out. He's playing Tetris.
All aboard. Climb up on the drug train. Social Distortion on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Drug train.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning. You had mentioned a bad dose of something, a bad dose of a drug or something.
I didn't want that to go public.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I remember I was in college. I got a bad dose of something, and it was bad. But no vaccines for that. That's just stuff you get in trouble, and you have to deal with the consequences of it.
Sometimes for the rest of your life.
What's the example there? What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Did I say something?
Yeah, for the rest of your life. Usually you don't pay for the rest of your life. So you could. I know something. It's herpes.
Oh, herpes. Yes, do you wear a herpes?
I wear it on my lip.
What about AIDS?
Yeah, there's no vaccine for AIDS. They're working on that.
It's not a vaccine, I guess, but there are things that, I guess it, I don't think they cure it, right? But they do stop it.
It slows the growth of HIV.
Right.
Yep. And that's a good example, though. They are working on a vaccine for that. And I think what the outbreak of AIDS did was give people more incentive to protect themselves when they're having sex. Because, you know, that's a life changer right there, Big JD.
Oh, that is for sure.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. And what I'd like to know is when I go to the doctor, I want to get a shot. We're going to listen to some Van Halen, Somebody Get Me a Doctor.
There on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Great tune. I really like the second Van Halen album.
Yeah, it was a lot of people are in the same boat as you. They thought that they really brought their game, as it were, after their smash into, you know, whatever. I think I was like 14, 15. I remember that first album so well. But the second album really oftentimes doesn't come through for a lot of bands. They don't know how to follow up. They only have one album's worth of really goodness. And a lot of stuff happens after you release a hot album like that and you turn into some other version of your band. And the second album doesn't seem to measure up. And that was not the case with Van Halen. That's right. For sure.
Yeah, Bottoms Up was a great tune on there too. And it had some similarities to the first album and sound, yet it was quite a bit different and a little more polished, I think. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Did you see Van Halen back in the day, like way back when?
I saw both versions of Van Halen.
Oh, okay. I saw Van Halen for the Fair Warning tour. Was it Fair Warning or what was the one before that? Fair Warning was the one with "In the Cradle Will Rock."
Rock. Right? Yeah.
What was the one before that? With doom, 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 doom. I forget the name of that. Or was that Fair Warning? I think that was.
I don't know. I don't know that bass line. You were just on it.
No. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, back then I saw Van Halen. It was very cool. I saw David Lee Roth later with
Women and Children First was the album.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah. So I want to say it was Fair Warning. The album was that before or after that one?
What? Fair Warning was after Women and Children First.
Yeah, so it was Fair Warning that I saw then, that tour.
1981.
Yeah, way back when. Yeah, around the end of high school, I think. Oh, that dates me.
People now know how old you are, or you were really not all that bright. And
well, I went to, no, I was very bright and went to high school way too early.
Yeah,
is what you meant.
Yeah, skipped ahead.
Okay, so you have a little story for us before we leave.
Oh, yeah. In doing the research for this, I was looking up some anti-vaxxer stuff. There was a woman, her name is Kristen O'Meara, and she refused to vaccinate her children for more than 5 years. Then her entire family contracted rotavirus, a potentially deadly stomach virus that can be prevented with a vaccine. It's usually put in another vaccine. Like, you know, there's vaccines that they're not one trick ponies. They do a lot of stuff usually.
Right.
Which makes me think of going to work, and we could have kept on going on the show here because I got vaccinated at work when I got cut on a piece of metal. So they gave me a tetanus shot, but in the tetanus shot, there was like two or three other different things that I got vaccinated for again.
And he grew a nutter. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, and yeah, you.
The Chicago area special needs teacher purposely sought out books and research that confirmed that what she already knew to believe true: vaccinations were dangerous and could be linked to anything from ADHD to autism. A lot of people thought that their kids were autistic because of vaccinations. I got absorbed into the anti-vax culture and secretly thought of myself as being superior to others. As far as I was concerned, parents who vaccinated their kids didn't stop to question just who were just sheep following the herd.
That's a bunch of bull.
Yeah,
looks good on her. That's what I say.
Doesn't look good on her kids. She said it was horrible to see my daughters hunched over on a toilet crying from painful cramping that lasted a week after the acute illness. She wrote in a blog post for pro-vaccination organization Voices for Vaccines. Once I realized what we all had and that it could have been prevented with a vaccine, a spark of doubt began to grow. And that's really what you need, is a spark of doubt to make you go and look for more information on vaccinations.
Yeah. She's changing her tune now.
She is, yeah. And well, it's good that she can. Good thing she, you know, didn't lose a child.
I mean, I feel bad, you know, for the kids, but she should have been a little smarter than that as a parent, I think. And don't, you know, go against the grain just because of whatever, you know what I mean? I understand it, but
sure.
You have to protect the kids. And we've been protecting kids with vaccines for a long time. So what are we doing? What do we got going on next week here on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning? Lippo.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
We have next week's show is actually
Oh, the Second Chance Show.
Right, Second Chances, yeah.
Beautiful.
So that could be Second Chances for anything. Second chance at life, a second chance at marriage, like, a second chance at...
A game you're playing.
A game, okay.
Yeah.
A disease, perhaps.
Sure.
You get to have it again. whatever second chances entail. Because a lot of people, I'm sure, have said... Are thankful that they have a second chance at something.
Yeah, me. I'm one of those guys.
A new career, maybe. Could be anything. Sure. So that's going to be a fun show. And in wrapping up the vaccine show, do you have any last words?
Go get your vaccine. Don't believe the crap you read on social media. In fact, get off social media.
Altogether. Close your accounts.
We'll do it together next week. We should start our own social media, something or other. It's got to be based around, this is another show right here. It's got to be based around keeping BS out of it. It can only be social. You can't talk about news. You can't, it's got to be driven by something other than the crap that's keeping people in a tizzy.
Well, then when you say that though, excuse me, a lot of people don't like that aspect to some or quite a degree on social media sites like Facebook or maybe even Twitter, that where people post just like, hey, I just woke up.
Oh, yeah.
Great. You know what I mean? So like, how far could you take that the other way?
Because you can do stuff with people like that. I don't want to be notified when someone told me they just woke up or whatever. But at the same time, there's people that are on my social media accounts that I've known for a while, and they buy into stuff that I know is BS. And you want to say, why are you putting that there? That has nothing to do with reality. I want to reach through my smartphone screen and just slap them.
Yeah, I hear you. Maybe we should have a show on that, social media sites and what we think they should be like. And
well, just the where they can improve, for sure.
Well, the inaugural kickoff of what would we call ours?
I'd have to think about that. We're going to have to do focus groups, and we're going to have to do some brainstorming, and then we'll come up with a name.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And until then, take care, everybody. We'll see you next week on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Bye-bye.
Black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
3 bags full.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
And speaking of, now what did I speak of? Are we recording right now?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Hey, is this thing on?
Exactly.
Is there anybody out there from Windsor? We're here all week.
Representing Windsor, Ontario.
Go ahead.
All right. You're listening to Big J.
Hold on. Let me pull that for the end of the show, too.
You're so good at that, Big JD.